Good morning and welcome to Bethel Church. Good to see you all in the house of God on this Sunday morning. This Sunday is our special family service for Christmas, and it's good to welcome you amongst us. At the end of the service, please join us downstairs for more fellowship and light refreshments. Tonight at 6 o'clock will be our candle lit service, and again, you're all welcome to come to that, and again, it'll be followed by refreshments. There's no prayer meeting on Tuesday due to being Christmas Eve. Our next Sunday service will be at the usual times at 10:30 and 6, and God willing, be led by our pastor, John Williams. I've got a card which I will read out. To our Bethel family, a very blessed time with much love and prayers from John and Joan, the Cambridge 2, as it says, the Cambridge 2. So I'll put that card up on the notice board so you can read it for yourselves. That's all the notices, and the service over to John. Thank you.
Right, we're going to take a reading now from God's Word, from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, and read the opening 7 verses. Then we're having a short time of prayer together, and then we'll be singing another hymn before we start unwrapping Christmas this morning. So Luke chapter 2, commencing at verse 1, we read, "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Come into the front, fill the seats now. There we are. Lovely. Any more? Come on. Yes, come into the front. There we are. Lovely. Well done. Hi, Lisbeth. This is George then. There we are. It's lovely. So there we are. Well, what a crowd. Lovely to see you all. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to need help now to unwrap this Christmas present. So we're going to unwrap it a little bit. But if I can ask Cara and Ellis as well, as it's passed around, and we'll start on the end with George here, if you could just make sure we're only taking off one layer at a time. Is that okay? So Ellis, if you'll just come and sit on the end and then just move down a little bit. And then when we come to about halfway now then, Cara, you can keep an eye on that. Right, so we're going to start. So I'm going to pass it now, first of all, to you, George. Just hold that a minute on your lap. It's quite heavy, isn't it? There we are. Right. And then I can see from up here now then, so we'll make a little start. So before we start unwrapping it, we want to simply say this. What's the Christmas story all about? Well, to help us understand the message, let's have a look at this parcel and start. It's wrapped to start with in Christmas paper. And if you want to see something of the Christmas paper, we should have a picture now of the Christmas paper up behind us here. So you've got some idea of the pictures. And we're going to start unwrapping it layer by layer. So George, I hope I haven't used too much sellotape there. Just start unwrapping that first layer and see then what you've got underneath. You'll probably have another layer underneath it. And Christmas then is a time, obviously, for giving gifts and receiving gifts. And at Christmas time, we remember that God has given his only son to us and has given us a gift that we're able to receive with thanks. And Ellis, I've got the green bag here ready, look, to put any rubbish in. So we're being recycling friendly as well. So we can't ask better than that. Just pull that out. There we are. Pull that out. There you are. And there we are, Ellis. You can put that in that green bag there ready. So you can't see it, but this is what George now and the fam and all the boys and girls in the front are seeing. So we've unwrapped the first layer, and it reveals a happy birthday paper. So the first thing then we can say about Christmas, the Christmas story, is that it's all about a birthday. It's all about a birthday. You know how excited you get when perhaps it's your birthday? Or perhaps you know how it's lovely to be invited to someone's birthday party? Well, it's something a little bit like that. It's a little bit like that for us this morning. God wants us to enjoy and rejoice in somebody's birthday. And he invites us to the party. He wants to invite us all to this special party. Now, whatever else Christmas is going to be about this year, firstly then, it's a reminder to us all that somebody was born. And the boys and girls who gave that lovely Bible verse, unto us a child is born. That's the verse from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. You told it to us. A child is born. So it's the celebration of a birthday. Now, Lisbeth, you have a little go at that now. And I'm thinking, I can't see these boys and girls being as good and as well behaved about wrapping paper on Christmas morning, but they are very, very good and carefully unwrapping it now. That's it. It should be easy. There we are. Good. Made a good start there. That's one. And there's one in the middle. There's one. Go on. Keep going now. And we'll take off this second layer now and we'll see what we've got. I think some of these boys and girls are thinking of keeping this wrapping paper for next year, see? I mean, that's what we'll all be doing. I heard a story of a man on the radio. He and his friend, they've sent the same Christmas card to each other for 49 years. Did you hear about them? They had quite a big card, and all they do, they write their names and just put a couple of little details on it, and they've sent it back and forth to one another for 49 years. We're ready to go. Right. Now then, you're not able to see it, but you can see roughly what Lisbeth's got on her lap now then. The second layer we've got here, it says, it's a boy. It's a boy birthday wrap. So the next thing we notice about the Christmas story, and we can say something about it this morning, it's all about a baby boy. In Luke's gospel, there's found the details of the special event. We read the verses this morning. Mary, we know, was visited by the angel Gabriel, who told her that she would have a baby and it would be a boy. The verse reads like this, from chapter 1, verse 39. You will be with child and will give birth to a son. There we have it. Some months later, Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem to be counted on the list of registers that was given then in Bethlehem, in payment then ready for taxes. And while they were there, we read in Luke chapter 2, verse 7, the passage we read this morning, Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son. But this had happened because some 700 years before, the prophet Isaiah, whom the boys and girls quoted this morning, had predicted it. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And whatever else Christmas may be for us this year, it's a reminder that God sent his son Jesus to earth as a gift for us. So that's the first two wrappings. Now we're going to have a little pause and we're going to sing a hymn, sing another carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. So you stay there, boys and girls, you can read the carol there, and then after we've sung this carol, we'll carry on unwrapping. So it'll be, if you can pass it now to Matthew Reddy for the next time. Now then, you can't see, but again, you've got some idea of what Matthew is seeing. Now then, what we're looking at is newspaper. It's wrapped in newspaper. So the third layer reveals newspaper. So the first thing we're saying, it's about a Christmas story, is all about a birthday. It's all about the birth of a boy. Also as well, the third thing we can say about the Christmas story is that it's good news. Good news for all. When you go into the shops, you can either buy a comic or a magazine, or there are newspapers for sale, and some are sold every day. I was brought up in a newsagent shop. Some are sold every day, some every once a week, some once a month. I've got all sorts of information inside. You might have news about some information about something that's happening. Could be a recipe, perhaps, or an advert. Well, sometimes the daily news is sad news. Perhaps about some storms, or some flooding, or some earthquakes, or a volcano erupting. And we've heard that. It's those sorts of stories this year. And they're sad stories. Sometimes the daily news is all, it's a bad news. Perhaps we're hearing that a factory is going to close. There's been a car accident. But sometimes the daily news is telling us it's good news. Imagine this headline: Wales are in the Football World Cup. Well, we've got a chance. We're in the Euros. We've made it again. But the last time that was in a Welsh newspaper was back in 1958. But we've got hope, haven't we? So these good news as well. Well, the Christian Christmas message is good news. We are told that people were sitting in darkness, living in darkness, and then a glorious light shone on them. And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, a large crowd, a company of angels, came to some shepherds living in the fields, and this is what they said: "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." So how lovely it is this morning to think that God was sending some good news to hard-working people who found it hard to make a living. The shepherds, long hours, working out in the fields. There they were, paying their taxes as well, feeding their families and trying to keep warm and dry and do their job as well as they could. And so Christmas is a special time, certainly for boys and girls, we know that. But this is also telling us that Christmas is a special time for grown-ups as well. The message came to the shepherds, hard-working individuals. But we also know it's a special time for grown-ups. It's good news for everyone. And whatever else Christmas is this year, it's to be a reminder that God sent us good news to people who either feel sad or who have done bad. Now, David is next. Pass it to David, please. David and Karis, you can perhaps work it between you then, have a go at it. So we're going to unwrap this next layer now. Pull it off. There we are. Keep pulling it. Go on as hard as you can. Get it off. Pull it off. You know what? Go on. There we are. That's it. Keep going. Keep going. Now we'll put the picture up of what you're going to be seeing in a minute. So underneath the newspaper, there's something else. Another layer, look. And it's stars. Star paper. There we are. Now another thing then to say this morning about the Christmas story is that the Christmas story is a sign. It's a sign to us that God is speaking. When you look up into the sky at the evening, you could see hundreds of bright twinkling lights, and we call them stars. Matthew's story begins with a star in the bright sky. And wise men were travelling. They were watching the skies and looking for signs of great events that might be happening. And they saw this star, and it seemed to get brighter and brighter, seemed a bit different from what they usually saw. And so they started on a long journey, which brought them to the city of Jerusalem. And some estimate they were travelling about 1,000 miles from modern-day Tehran in Iran to Jerusalem. And they were asked about the special king who had been born. And they were told that some 700 years before that, another prophet, not Isaiah this time, a man called Micah, he had predicted that the ruler of Israel would be born in Bethlehem. And although they'd been guided by a star, they were now being guided by the scriptures, the Old Testament prophecies. Guided then by the scriptures, God's word, they found the baby in Bethlehem and they gave their gifts. Remember the gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. Now that was the wise men, but also the shepherds were also told about a sign, because the star is the sign, and the shepherds were told about a sign as well. We read it in Luke chapter 2 and verse 12. "This will be a sign to you," said the angel. "You'll find the baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." That's an animal feeding trough. So both the signs, the star and the swaddling clothes, led people to Jesus. Some people I know still follow the stars to tell them their future. But they're not of much help, to be honest. But we, unless they lead us to the Lord Jesus, which is what the star did, and the sign of the baby in the manger, only the Lord Jesus can do us good. Now, whatever else Christmas may be this year, we must be reminding ourselves that God is speaking to the wise men. He's speaking to workers as well, white collar, blue collar, and dog collar as well. Right, now then, let's pass it to Timmy now then, and Timmy can open that up as well. Have a look. Get into that star paper now. Pull it off. There we are. Pull it off, the star paper. Yep, keep going. We have to pull a bit bigger bits than that, or we'd be going to be here at lunchtime. There we are. That's lovely. There you are. You've got it. Go on. What have we got? So just show everybody else. Now then, we're at another layer now. Now this time it's brown paper. The fifth thing we could say about the Christmas story this morning is that a lot of people miss how important this story is for all of us. It's like seeing a brown paper bag. It doesn't look very interesting. It looks ordinary. It looks as if nothing special is in it. Some think, oh, there'll only be a couple of turnips or some vegetables in there, or maybe a loaf of bread. And some might say, look, there are hundreds and thousands of babies that are born every day all over the world. And this story that you're telling us this morning, it's an ordinary story of a husband and wife, a mum and a dad, who had their first baby. And you've tried to make it into something a bit more special, but it's just an ordinary paper bag story, a brown paper bag story. Now, in one sense, that's true. Because Jesus, when he was born, you could say he had a poor start. Born in the open air. His parents are travellers and they won't be long before they'll have to become what are called asylum seekers. Herod will be chasing them. They'll have to go into Egypt to keep the baby safe. And they'll have to stay there until King Herod has gone. And we know the wise men didn't go back to tell Herod exactly where Jesus was. And then when Jesus grew up, he lived with his parents. And we don't read anything special about him at that point, up until he was aged 12, when he went to the temple in Jerusalem and was talking with some of the people there. And then again, we know he was an ordinary man. He learned to trade. Joseph taught him to be a carpenter, making things out of doors, making out of wood, making doors and tables and chairs and other things. And then sadly, as well, he died quite young. He was only in his 30s. He lived, people say, a brown paper bag sort of a life. How can we can thank God for that this morning? Because isn't it true that in some senses, that's what our life is like? It's an ordinary life. You could describe it as you'd like. If you said it's a brown paper sort of life. Not a lot of colour, not a lot of interest. But there we are. Well, the Lord Jesus himself lived that ordinary life. Unnoticed. Unimportant, ordinary, usual, nothing special about him, we might say. But we shall see in a moment that although Jesus lived on earth like we do, he ate food as we do, he was tired, as we often are, yet there was something very, very different about him. So whenever, whatever Christmas is going to be to us all this year, never forget that Jesus knows how you feel. He knows what troubles your mind, he knows what troubles your heart and how life, what life has been for you. He's the one who is able to sympathize with our weaknesses, who is tempted like us in every point, and yet, the important detail, he's without sin. Now then, let's pass it on. There we are. Take that now then, Sompto. Get into that now, and there should be another layer there for you. There we are. Pull it out and we'll put the picture up there. Now then, what we've got here is wrapping paper and it's got two messages on it. The first thing it says, if you look carefully, it says especially for you. One more thing to say about this Christmas story this morning then is that it is about something done especially for you. You know how soft your heart can become when someone tells you that they've picked out a present or made a present or gone a distance to find a present, and they say, it's especially for you. It tells you that they've been thinking a lot about you. It means that you're on their mind, and it meets your individual needs. Well, Christmas is like that this morning, as we remember it. We remember that we've already said that Jesus lived a life like us, like ours, but he was different in a very, very special way. We've looked at the difference. He never thought anything. He never said anything. He never did anything that was bad or made God sad. We often do things that we should not do, even though perhaps we promise that we will be good and tell people that perhaps we will be a good boy or a good girl. We can't always keep up to that. We know deep inside, if we're honest, that we don't keep up to that standard. But God knows all about that. He knows what we're like. He's not disappointed and he's not upset. He's not shocked when we do these things. He knows our true nature. And he loves us still so much that he'll do something especially for us. He did something wonderful to put it all right. Names we know are important. The angel said to Mary, call him Jesus, which means God's salvation. God will save. Joseph had a dream before he married Mary, and the angel said, give him the name. You're to call him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. The Lord Jesus then comes into the world so many hundreds of years ago now, especially for you. He lived his life before God and people in a pure, good and kind way, a way in which we could not live. And he lived it especially for you. Jesus also then died on the cross on that very first Good Friday. And what did he do? He took away all the bad things we have done when he took them away himself. And he did it, why? Especially for you. Jesus again rose again on the third day to put lights in the darkness of the tunnel of death, so we do not need to be afraid of the future. And why did he do it? He did it because it was especially for you. So whatever else Christmas is going to be about this year, we have to remind ourselves that this forgiveness which was given to us by Jesus is especially for you. And then the second thing on there, you'll notice, girls, is that it says not only especially for you, but it says with love. This is the most important point and the final point of all. We could say this about the Christmas story. It's all about God's love for us. It's all done in every part with love. Now, we get Christmas cards from all sorts of people. Some just sign their names, but some put their name and then with their name they write with love. And they even put some kisses, don't they? Now, for some people, Christmas can be a very lonely time. I had a great aunt who didn't used to get many Christmas cards outside of those from the family. And she would buy a box of Christmas cards and she would just put them up around the house to brighten the place. Nobody'd sign them. She'd buy them and she'd just put them up around the house just to brighten the room. Put them on the sideboard, the windowsill or the fireplace just to brighten up the room. But perhaps she only had a couple of cards sent to her with love. Well, others are sad because cards that they would have perhaps received this Christmas are not going to come. Perhaps the person is no longer able to write them, or perhaps the person is no longer with us. Some feel perhaps that nobody loves them and they don't like Christmas because of that. But it seems such a happy time for families and they can't get into that because it's not what they're feeling. Well, if that's the case, with all the adverts showing perhaps smiling faces all aglow, for them it's an unhappy time. Well, if that is your situation this morning, let me simply remind you from what we're looking at here that the Christmas story is especially for you and it's sent with love. This story this year is all about that famous verse, what's called the Bible in a nutshell. I'll repeat it to you now from John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So, I'm not going to be upset when I get another Christmas tie again this year, because I have so many, I have to wear a Christmas tie in the morning, and a different one if you come tonight, I'll have a different tie on tonight. I'm not going to be upset. If I still don't get my pair of socks, I'm not going to be upset. We might get what we want, we might not get what we want. But the Christmas story reminds us something was done especially for us with love and that wonderful picture of the Lord coming into the world. Imagine someone who's made a present especially for you, sent it with all their love, and you either refuse to accept it or you receive it and you throw it away. What can God give more to us than giving himself and giving him his love, our love? Now then, there's one more. Girls, if you make a go of that, now then, we'd be left with one something inside. Go on, Cara. You can open it. Put the picture up now. Have a little look. Oh, right. Now then, open that box. There we are. I love that. Put it there. Open it up. Okay. Yeah, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. You hold those two. George and Alice, you hold those two. Right. Now we're left with a box of celebration. Last point. Last point, a box of celebration. Final thing to say about the Christmas story this morning is that it's a celebration. So it's all about a birthday. It's all about a baby. It's good news. Gone through it all. The last point to say, it's a celebration. We've opened the chocolates and we're going to share them with everyone who's come this morning. So we're going to be singing a lovely little chorus in a moment. And while we sing the chorus, you can go out on the sides there. And don't forget, there are five people upstairs in the gallery as well who can't be left out. We're going to take a chocolate each as we share in the tin of celebrations. So we're going to be doing that. And then as we ask God to forgive us for all the wrong things we have done, and we believe and trust in the Lord Jesus as our only Saviour, we're also sharing in the celebration of God's love for us. So we're going to sing the song, Come and Join the Celebration. And as we sing, boys and girls and grown-ups can share in the joy of Christmas. So once you've eaten the chocolate, the sweetness will soon go away from your tongue, but the heart celebration of knowing forgiveness of sin and the sweetness of that brings will remain with us, not only through Christmas time, into the new year, and for the rest of our days. So as we start to sing, Carla and we are on Somto, and then George and Ellis, if you'll go round and make sure everybody gets. And if they're being a bit picky, right, you just pick one out and give it to them, right? Because we know what they're like. They go rumbling around. Thank you, Rihanna. There we are. Put our hands together, close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for this Christmas story. Help us to remember its main lesson. And may, Lord, we rejoice in your great love to us in sending the Saviour into the world. Bless us now in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.